Welcome to Ars Bros Sports. Today we're talking about the current great soccer players. So let's get into it.
All right, do you want to start this off, Daniel?
Yeah, let's do it. On my team, number 10, I got Rafael Varane, a defender from Real Madrid. Tall, he's great in the air. His ability to defend one-on-one is crazy. For a defender, somewhat like he's a playmaking ability is underrated. To be honest, he's like, I know he's 27, but a lot of people think he's still young, but he have a lot of room to grow. Not the greatest, but the best defender the next 5-6 years.
Okay.
Considered to, like, arguably to be the best defender.
Okay.
So I got him number 10. He got a few championship title, you know, 2 Lila League title, 4 UEFA title, and a World Cup. Yeah, that's why I got him number 10.
Okay.
Who you got number 10?
For me, I have a tie for number 10. I have 2 teammates, actually. Mohamed Salah and Sadio Mane. And for me, it's like...
You got him number 10?
Yeah, I have both of them. I have them both tied, so I both have them both tied at 9.
Why do you have number 10 for, though?
They're both 9 and 10, you know what I mean? Like, you could switch them. Like, either one is like 1A, 1B kind of thing. Like, 10A, 10B. I feel like they're both really, really similar in what they do. Like, yeah, obviously...
The value they bring to the team, it should be a little bit higher than what you have them on, you know?
I feel like no, because, yeah, they're very valuable to their team, but it's also the weakness that they bring will also put stress on their other guys, right? Especially Virgil van Dijk, who I have actually much, much higher on this list. But I feel like their value on the team, like, yes, they're valuable on the team, but it's like a double-edged sword. Like, yes, they give you outstanding offense, but then the defense, you know what I mean?
Too weak.
Right? So it's like a double-edged sword. Like, yeah, if their offense works, it's amazing. Like, if they get a score on you in, like, the first 10, 15 minutes, it's over for you. It's just going to be a downfall of rain after that. But if they don't, and you get someone counters and stuff like that. Like, Mohamed Salah, he's very lackadaisical with the ball. Like, he doesn't hold the ball well. He'll lose the ball. Mane, he can't cross the ball for you. And his defense is, like, subpar, to say the least. But, yeah, that's my, like, 9 and 10. Sorry, I kind of cheated on you. There, go.
It's okay. You're being forgiven. I got... this is tough.
Okay.
I don't want to be biased, but... I know it's going to... I'm going to have... people will have a mixed feeling about this. Because... Okay. The last couple of years, this player haven't performed at the level or the amount of money he was, you know, given to, right? You can attribute that to the coaching staff, right?
Yeah.
Paul Pogba, aka the Virus. I mean, he can't find a better central midfielder like Pogba.
Yeah.
He can score, defend. He can create chance. He's great in the air. He's what you call, like...
he's a quintessential midfielder.
Yeah, he can... Because he play... he's good with left and right foot, right?
Yeah.
So you can play in any position in that mid... the middle, like, in the middle of the pitch. You can play... but Marino, the chosen one, that's what he called himself, but... on the Ad Bros, we call him the Frozen One. Just literally killed his career, man. Because Paul Pogba is an emotional player, right?
Yeah.
Right? So if there is a negative thing around him, he doesn't perform. He just act like... he can tell when you see a player that not happy, right? The way they perform, the way they... The facial expression. You could tell the last 2-3 years... Was Manu? He hasn't performed, but I guarantee you, under Oli, you pair him with Bruno, we'll see a great future for Pogba. His ability to change direction with the ball, because he have a great, like, he's tall, so he can protect the ball.
Yeah.
Ability to go back and defend and cover, like, a large amount of area.
Yeah.
When you have him on a team, with or without him, right? With him, average goal per games 2.2 without him 1.5. Average shot per game 16.1 when he's on the floor or on the pitch. When he's not, 10.4. That's why I have number 9.
All right, I also have Pogba on my list, but I have him at number 7. But pretty much, yeah, like what you said, I pretty much agree with it. The only thing I can really add is, like, for him to really unlock his potential, if they give him, like, a defending midfield and they really push him to attacking midfield, like, it's over. Like, you're just unlocking his potential even more. Yeah. So I agree with you. I have him at number 7. What I have for number 8, because I had two people tied for 9 and 10, I have Eden Hazard. He plays for Real Madrid. He's a midfielder. Like, I just really, really like the guy. I like the way he plays. He's a great passer.
I don't want to be rude or disrespectful, but
yeah.
When he left Chelsea, I thought his career left him with him. Because I thought he retired, to be honest.
No, he's really good. Especially when I see him in the World Cup. Like, that's the first time I actually really, really seen him.
Right?
Yeah, it's like, he's one of those silent leaders, you know what I mean? And not just that, like, he's good at passing the ball, he's good at dribbling, and he's good at getting fouled. And that just creates more chances for his team with his passing and even his scoring. But that being said, and a lot of problems for most of the guys that even I have on this list, their defense, like, that's one of the things. For these midfield, these attacking midfields, these forwards, their defense is subpar. Like, to be on the elite level, like, at least try to compete.
And the amount of money they get paid.
Yeah, it's like, they're not even, like, sometimes they don't even look like they're competing on the defensive end. But, you know, that's a discussion for another day. All right, talk to me.
That's your number 8?
That's my number 8, yeah.
Oh, man. People are going to kill me for this. Number 8, I got Neymar.
At least you have him on your list.
Yeah, that's why I say people will kill me for this. The reason I have him on number 8, I know he didn't have a good year last year, right? He didn't play. He got injured, suspension. His form was really poor. Ongoing transfer rumors. Of course, the shenanigan off the pitch, right? But no mistake, man. This guy has plenty of time to reach his potential. He's only 27. He's great with the ball. His hesitation move. Ability to get past guys that are stronger than him. Very good. He make really good decision with the ball. Right? The way he passed. Strong first touch. But it's been noted so many times. Once he's small. Right? Skinny. He's not good in the air. Like... too hesitant and decision making sometimes in the final third, you know. But beyond that, if he's healthy and playing, this guy's tough to guard. So that's why I'm number 8.
For me, like, I don't want to sound biased when I say this, but I dislike Neymar a lot. I dislike Neymar. Because I have family members that potentially might watch this podcast, I'm using a more family-friendly language, but I have some choice words for Neymar. It's just like, obviously, to get to the stage that Neymar's gotten to, you have to work hard, right? Talent's not going to take you to the world level, obviously, but still, it's like, I can't see it in him. Like, he just doesn't have the heart. When I look at him, he doesn't look to me like a champion. He doesn't look to me the guy. He doesn't look like a cutthroat player. Like, yes, he has the skill, whatever, but it's like, I don't know. He just doesn't look like he has heart.
Do you
like
agree when people say when he left Barcelona, that was the worst mistake he did?
Yeah, it's the worst decision he could have made because he's not the kind of guy to carry your team by himself to a championship.
He's like a queen to a king.
Yeah. He's one of those guys, outstanding swagger, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, he's a flash, but he's not the substance.
He's like a Paul George to Kawhi.
Yeah, like... he can show you, like, he can dazzle you, whatever, this and that, but when the going gets tough, it's like he's not the guy to bring it home for you.
His true color.
It's like he's like a Steph Curry. He's really good in the regular season, but when the chips are on the line, he needs a KD. And you know, that's the same thing with him. He's not the, like, for me, he's not the guy, and I don't have him in my top 10. I wouldn't even have him in my top 15, to be honest with you. But for me, like, maybe I'm just biased. I just dislike the guy personally.
To be honest though, as good as he was, the reason I picked him is because of potential, right? But people say he got paid based on his potential, right?
Yeah.
But he haven't performed at the level of the amount of money he was getting,
yeah.
The attention he's getting. So, okay.
All right. I know we're talking about soccer, but There's a basketball player called Andrew Wiggins. He got paid like $180 million just for promising like he's going to work hard and office potential, similar to Neymar. And it's like, so they both have a lot of similarities. They're both extremely, extremely, extremely talented, extremely gifted. But it's like, when you look at them, they just look like they're just there just to be there, you know, have a bit of fun, play the game that they like, and then just leave. They don't, I feel like they don't want to leave their imprint. They don't want to be the greatest. And it's like, they have the talent to be the greatest. And yeah, he's 27. Soccer players can play for longer, especially him, because he has skill. But it's like, what does he want to play for? What are his motivations? Is he just there to get money? Or is he there to actually be like, yeah, I want to leave my...
He's unhappy with the team that he's playing.
He brings too much drama. He has an ego. It's like, I feel like he doesn't want to leave a legacy. But yeah, I don't know. Just tell me your next player. I'm sorry.
I got Mane. I know you point out his weakness.
If you have something to add, though, go for it.
Yeah. Because what he brings to the team, his value, just... Like, you know, you wonder sometimes, right? The players, certain players, the passion they have for to win, or how much they won, right? When I see Mane, he tried, right? He's what he embody what Liverpool style of playing, or mentality, or attitude, right? Yeah. When I see him playing, he's trying to give you what he have, right? Even though he does, he's not a skillful player like you know, comparing to other, you know, players that his status. But he's trying. I like that. You know, he's giving you what. I mean, I remember a couple of years back, right? When Messi won FIFA World Player of the Year.
Yeah, he came up fourth.
Yeah, Mane came up fourth, right? So right after Messi was leaving the podium, a reporter asked him a question. Right, it was a different question what she asked him, but he said, "Well, it's a shame to see Mane finish at fourth, right?"
Yeah, because item number one.
Because he was supposed to win, right? Because those guys, they won based on, you know, popularity, right? Yeah. But even guys that status, like Messi, to say that, it means a lot, right?
Yeah.
Like, this guy won African best football player, UEFA Super Cup, FIFA Club World Cup. I mean, that's why I have him number seven.
For me at number seven, I have Paul Pogba. We already talked about him. So, yeah, the only weakness, like, the only thing I can really add is we already talked about his strength. He's an amazing passer. He passes well with both legs. He's a great finisher when he wants to attack. He's a great dribbler. You've seen his leadership when they're playing in the World Cup with France. His defense, he's all right on defense. He doesn't tackle a lot. Like, he doesn't dive into tackles very much. And he fouls a lot. He fouls a lot more than he should, but there's really nothing more I can add to him on that. Who do you have for number six?
I know you already said his name. You have him number nine, right?
Him and Mane, exactly. Like one and
yeah,
two.
But I have him number six.
Okay.
I mean, he's a great finisher. He have great dribbling skill.
Yeah.
Speed. He have great first touch. I picked him because, I mean, on paper, like, his resume is crazy. BBC African Football of the Year. FIFA Pascal Award, Premier League Golden Boot, African Player of the Year, one championship title. Yeah, like, I know people always, you know, point out his weakness, right? He's weak. Sometimes he's not strong to... And you point out his defending skill, right? Mm. But when you have a player like Van Dijk at the back, you know, you can afford to take chances like that, right?
Yeah.
So, but that's why I have a number six.
Okay. For me at number six, this could possibly be controversial, but, you know, I have a justification for it. I have the 21-year-old scoring phenom, Kylian Mbappe.
Ooh.
The reason why I do have him placed at number six is, yes, he's really good. He's an extremely good scorer. He has the potential to be the game's greatest modern scorer. And who knows, right? It just really depends on his work. I think he could maybe go down as one of the best players ever. But, you know, that's also for another time. But the reason why I do have him lower on this list is he loses aerial duels. He gets offsided a lot. Maybe that might not be his fault. Maybe it might be the passer's fault. He doesn't get in tackles on slides. But not just that. I feel like him, by playing with Neymar, right, the drama that Neymar brings, it takes away a lot from his game, you know? And it just, like, it brings a lot of troubles to the team. So maybe they couldn't achieve what they could have achieved had Neymar not been there, or had Neymar just been, like, a proper team player, put his ego aside. But Yeah, also, he doesn't let many players get past him, right, on offense. But, you know, it's just, he really does have the potential to be great. The things that really put him down lower on this list are outside factors, like things on his team that really aren't his fault. But, yeah, maybe my brother might have something to add later on in the video. Who knows?
About Pogba?
About Kylian Mbappe.
Yeah, I have him number three.
All right, so you can add one later.
So, number... what do you... that's your number five?
That's my number six. And number five, I have
someone else. So, I have the... I can't pronounce his name properly.
Kalido.
Yeah, he played for Napoli, defender. Klobly, whatever his name is. I can't pronounce his name properly. And I don't want to be rude. This guy is a monster, but this is the guy you don't want to see in alley.
Why, is he a black guy?
Hey, calm down, man. No, he's the type of players, he doesn't let many players pass by, right? Mm. One-on-one, probably one of the best defender I've ever seen. Next to Paolo Maldini. Paolo Maldini is one of, I already told you that yesterday, one of the greatest defender, the greatest player, forget, you know, being just, you know, point out he's a defender. He's a great, one of the greatest player, my top 10, period. Play for AC Milan for 25 years, won so many championships, we can't even count it. But when I think about this person, like, he's really, like, he could, the way he tackle, his size, and ability to defend in the air, which I love, it's crazy, man. You know, when you know you're great, when so many teams try to get you, mm-hmm. like while you're still under contract for the team you're playing, yeah. like Liverpool. Liverpool have Van Dijk, but they still want to get this guy. Man City, Man U, so many other teams. So this guy is an example of how a defender should defend, right? So that's why I pick him number five.
For me, at number five, I have Kevin De Bruyne of Manchester City, another midfielder. And yeah, man, like, oh, his passing, like, just his ability to create chances for other people, like, his assists, his passing, not just that, he's versatile, right? As a midfielder, he'd do everything you want for him. His technique, his score, like, I can just go on and on about this guy. But what puts him at number five, not higher on this list, are defenses that, like, really just are just showing up a lot, right?
Can't believe you pick him.
His defense... like air in the air, like he's not short, he's 5'11", but I guess maybe because like his size, right, his like muscle mass, his weight, and compared to the other defenders getting up like 6'1", 6'2", 6'3", he's not gonna win those battles. And his attitude, and I feel like this is like a much bigger flaw than like a technical flaw, because you can work on your technical flaws, but this is a flaw that's potentially in his character. And these things, like, usually don't go away. And this is his attitude. His attitude really gets called into question. And that really can create a toxic environment for his team. And we all know how that kind of thing goes. But, yeah, that's my number five. Who do you got at number four?
Liverpool, man. Okay, I got Van Dijk. To me, he's arguably the best defender in the league.
He is.
Even to go further, he's the best defender in league history. I mean, people might mention John Terry or Rio. They're both great. I mean, they were great. But this guy is like his physicality, right? He's strong. His pace, like he's the type of defender. Go forward, score a couple goals for you. Can defend one on one. Can defend in the air. You know, he can prevent those set pieces. To me, like, there's no one that I can put better than him at that position, right? So, I mean, I can name a few things, but he's that good.
It's kind of funny because I actually had Virgil van Dijk at number four in the beginning of my list. But the more I really started to, like, really look at things, I started reading about him, I had to move him up higher.
Yeah, he's great, man.
So, for me, at number four, if I said the number four that I originally switched with him, people would kill me. We're not scared. I'm the can man, and anybody can get it. If you want to come at me, come get it. Preach, at number four, I have Cristiano Ronaldo.
Preach, let him know,
man. And the reason why I have him at number four is because, like, you know what? I'm going to talk to you because I ain't scared.
Let him know.
His scoring is otherworldly. I'll give it to him. But with that scoring, he's a gunner. He misses shots. He'll score the shots, and the shots he makes are amazing. But what we forget to look at or how many shots he's taken and missed.
179 for 30-something.
Think about that. 179 for below 40-point scored. Oh, man. And I'm not a Messi fan. I'm not a Ronaldo fan. Like, don't get this twisted. I'm not being biased here. I'm just saying what it is. You know what I mean? But other than that, like, what I give him on his strength, well, he is strong. He has the athleticism, right?
He can jump like an NBA player.
Yeah. Right, the athleticism is out of the roof. He has speed, whatever, right? He has everything you want on offense. His footwork. His footwork is one of the best in the game. It's probably one of the best that we've ever seen.
Scoring. He doesn't have a lot of...
But he's a winner as well. He's a winner. He's won in every single league that he's been in. Yeah. Every single league that he's been in. But his weaknesses, when these come into call, his attitude, right? The drama that he brings to the team, right? The attention. And you know what I mean? His leadership. His leadership has been called into question. And maybe it might not be in like on his teams in the league or whatever. But when you go to international games, the World Cup, like, I don't know. Sometimes it's like maybe he cares more about his personal career than he does about his career for his country. But I don't want to get into that. His defense, subpar. Hey, if you got something to say, come at me. I'm not scared because I'll chop you up and eat you. But yeah, that's my number four. Talk to him.
Wow. Wow.
Strong words.
We have to move from this area. number three, I got Mbappe.
Kylian Mbappe. All right, so if you have anything to add, talk to him.
I mean, at 21, right? What he's doing, this guy, that's crazy, man. I mean, I'll give you a stat, right? Bulls. Messi and Ronaldo at 21 combined, they score 86 goals.
All right.
And I mean, they have managed to score 86 goals, right? This man have that dastardly.
The unmitigated goal.
Talk to him, man.
The unmitigated
Preach, goal. Baby. Preach. Score 121 goals. He's only, well, I think now should be 22. But
preposterous.
The potential for this kid? It's unthinkable, man. Like, in a couple of years, he's going to be... we're probably talking about him as the greatest player.
If he continues on his trajectory, right?
No, I mean, if he continue to play for Barcelona... If he have a chance to go to Barcelona and play for that team. Because right now, what he play, PSG...
So...
They're not a winning team. Right?
Especially with Neymar on the team, right?
Like, yeah, this is like a dysfunctional family, right?
Yeah.
It's always rumor... this and that off the pitch, you know.
It's not conducive to growth.
No, for a player that status, he need to go to a place where he's accountable, you know, for his action off the field, right? For this guy to be like what people, you know, expect him to be, he need to go to a place where the environment allow him to flourish. So I would like to see this guy going to Barcelona or AC Milan. So that's why I pick him number three. He World Cup winner, Golden Boy Award, 3 League One title, the League One Player of the Year. Like, his weakness is he's not the best dribbler. That's the only weakness I can think of about this guy. But except that, at 21, you're allowed to make a mistake. So that's why I pick him to three.
All right. Another pick that's really going to start bringing me some heat. But like I said, I'm not scared of you guys. You know what I mean? Oh, shout out to Bon Driscoll, the greatest coward of all time. He said he wanted the smoke. He said he was going to cook me. Nowhere to be found. He moved addresses, changed states, whatever. Coward. Anyways, number three, N'Golo Kante. The reason why I do have him here.
I can't believe you could have him three, though.
What do you mean? Would you have him lower on this list? Or higher?
I have him around like 100.
I mean, like, you know, different strokes for different folks. But the reason why I do have him here is like, for me, like, yes, I like those talented guys or whatever, but the one thing I really appreciate, like, I'm a normal person, you know what I mean?
Are you?
I'm a normal person. Well, when I say that, I mean, like, sometimes when you play sports, like, yeah, sometimes you might be talented this and that, but there's a bunch of people that are just, like, talented on a normal level, and there's some that are world class, right? But with him, when you look at him, it's just like, yeah, he's talented, but, like, on the same class as, like, a normal person is normal talented, right? But he's relentless. Like, when you look at this guy, like, he's actually trying.
Yeah, little man syndrome, man.
No, he's versatile. He's a defensive midfielder, but he can go play attacking midfield for you.
Yeah.
And he's relentless. For 90 minutes, he will chase the ball. He will harass you. And it's just like, most people can't stand up to that pressure. He will break you mentally and physically. Physically, you can't match up with him. His weaknesses... He can score, but he doesn't score often. But that ties into what else he does on the field, what else he does on the pitch. And yes, maybe his footwork has been called into question, but even then, think about what else he does. And he's just a workman, you know. He doesn't say much, he just does his thing. He still drives a Mini Cooper. The man is getting paid millions of pounds and he just drives a Mini Cooper, right? He's just a sad guy. He doesn't have these problems off the pitch, on the pitch. No one says and have anything to bat to see. Just a solid overall guy. And maybe because of that, having him number 3 might be too high. But you know what? I'm going to stand with my guns, you know? I'm double down on my stance. If you do have a problem, talk that shit. We're not scared.
Wow. We definitely need to move. Okay. Number 2, I got... Ronaldo.
What do you want to add?
No one on the current era of football game, right, dominated like Cristiano and
Messi,
right? The two nemesis have scoped every individual award over the past 10 years, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he have impressive stat, right? You already discussed that, right? Yeah. You already say that. But the weakness, like, or... Like he achieved every level he played, right?
Yeah.
Manu, Real Madrid, Juventus, right? But at the platform or at the level that he is, right? The amount of money he's getting paid, right? The expectation that people have on him.
He's expected to do that.
Yeah. So, like, you talk about him as, like, you're talking about Pele and Maradona, right? Those guys, he won World Cup, right? I don't care if you win another championship in the league or for a team, your club. But at this level, you expect to win World Cup, right? So that's why I have him number 2. But he is a fantastic player. No mistake. He's one is going to go down to be the greatest, one of the greatest football player ever, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's great. What's his weakness, though? Beside his attitude, he's an emotional player. Okay, what else does he have? Yeah, he's not as good as... He's not a great passer, to be honest, right?
But even then, he's not a great passer. He's a good passer, like, but that's not his main scope, right? That's not his main attribute.
Yeah, I mean, he can jump like an NBA player. Ronaldo is an scorer who play high up at the pitch and score a great goal when he, you know, given a chance. But that's why I have number 2. It's like he is a prince, and I got the king number 1.
For me. At number 2, I actually have Virgil van Dijk.
Ooh, fine.
And the reason why I have that is because... Oh, I mean, like, there's not really much I can add. Like, as a defender, his IQ, his strength, his heart, like, these are all-time levels, right? We're not just talking about, like, oh, he's probably one of the best in the league. Like, no. Like, he's probably one of the best that you've ever seen, period. Like, full stop. There's nothing more to it, right? His size, the man is 6'4". Like, think about that for a second. Like, you're not getting around him because his quickness, his athleticism. You're not getting over him in the aerial battle because he's 6'4". His weakness, I don't want to be a hater and say his weaknesses are Mane and Salah, but because he does play on Liverpool, at any given moment, if there is a mistake further up on the pitch, a counterattack is coming, and sometimes he's lackadaisical. Like, he won't be paying attention, or he won't give his full effort, and goals will be scored because of that on his team, on Liverpool. But other than that, when he's locked in, there's no better defender. He's a game-changing defender. Like, people will avoid going to his side of the field with the ball because they know what's going to happen. They know nothing's going to happen on that side, so they try to avoid him. And that's a sign of a scary defender, when people don't even want to come to your side because they know what's going to happen. Like, there's not really more I can say about that.
It's over.
It's over. So, tell me about your number one.
The king. The king. I have him number one. The one-man show. That's what they call him, right? Messi, of course. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, besides being great scorer, playmaker, he also make everybody around him better. Like, that's what you always say, right?
Yeah.
The sign of a great player is what they do around him. He makes people around him better. He has more assists, not just more assists, key assists than Ronaldo. He's a virtuoso and a musician. Like, when I think about Messi, I think about Michael Jackson.
All right.
Right? When you go see Michael Jackson, you get thrilled.
Yeah.
Right? When you go see Ronaldo, you get a purple ray.
Okay.
Beside that, like, he ran with the ball better than anybody else.
Yeah.
The way he passed the ball better than anybody else. Right? Okay, I'll give you one example. Anything and everything every other player does is right away compared to Messi. They don't say as good as Ronaldo is.
Continue. Sorry about that.
And he brings more value to the team. Like, if you take Messi off Barcelona right now, that team will never win championship. Right? But they took, what's the name? Ronaldo from, he left Real Madrid, right? That team is still what? Functioning on a higher level, right? They're number two. Mm-hmm. Right? So, that's why I have him number one. Like, Maradona might may have been blessed with the gas hand, but Messi got the rest.
Yeah.
So that's why I have him number one. He's a great player. There's nothing you can say. Only weakness he have in size and his hater, but except that, include that he hasn't won World Cup, but beside that, you can't point a lot of weakness of this guy, man. He's a great, great player.
I also do have Messi at number one.
Yeah.
Not for any other reason, like, oh, I'm a fan of Messi, this and that, because I'm not. I don't really like him personally, to be honest with you.
But you admire his greatness.
Yeah, you just have to, like, you have to accept when someone's great, someone's great. Yeah. And for me, like, yeah, like you said, like, with the ball, he's a savant. He's a genius. Like, with him and Cristiano Ronaldo, the reason why people are so attracted to the rivalry, the same reason why people like Pacquiao, Mayweather, Federer, and Nadal, because they're a case study in a genius versus work ethic, right? Messi is talented like no one else. Like, no one else has been talented like Messi the way he is. And he's just a genius with the ball. Cristiano Ronaldo was talented. You can't be...
But it's been noted that his work
ethic... His work ethic is what got him to this level. Like, you can be talented, but you won't get to where Cristiano Ronaldo did without the work ethic.
They should send a letter to Neymar.
Like, Messi, his work ethic sometimes has been called into question. Right? In comparison to Cristiano Ronaldo. Because
his leadership also.
And his leadership. I'm going to get to that now, because like we said earlier in the video, it's like, yeah, it's good that you win on the club level. It's good that you get your club to win, but to really be, to call it, like, all of the players that have been called the greatest of all time, whether you go Maradona, Pele, Ronaldinho, all these guys, what have they done? Yes, they've won on the club level, but they also won on the world level for their country.
Talk to
them. And it's like, yeah, people are like, oh, well, a team, this and that. Like, no, okay. You're supposed to be the best player in the world, one of the best players of all time. What about your country?
Yep.
Like, when I was watching the World Cup this year, like, sometimes I look at Messi and it's like, he looked like he just didn't care. Like, he just didn't want to be there. He's like, I just want to get back to Barcelona already. Like, he wasn't burning with passion. And as a competitor, like, I don't know. And it's a team sport, yes, that's a downfall, but you're supposed to uplift everyone around your team, because one of Messi's so-called strengths is he makes everyone around him better. But just not on his country's level, where, like, you're supposed to show up for your country. It's hard. But other than that, when it comes to his strengths, he controls the flow of the game. Like, when you need a goal, when you need a pass, when you need something to happen, he makes that happen. His passing, his scoring, his running with the ball, his dribbling. like his IQ, like one thing that really like people get like, gets lost in the mix, like he's a genius, but it's his IQ that just really separates him from everybody else. But yeah, that's our top 10. I have a couple of honorable mentions. I have Modric on there. Do you have anyone else when you add honorable mentions?
No.
I hate to say it. Neymar, maybe. Like, Lukaku, he's around. But yeah, Rashford also up and coming.
Next year, man.
I'm a big fan of Rashford.
Number one.
But other than that, you know?
You know the name?
If you play sports, work hard. Don't be a fool. Don't just rely on your talent. It doesn't get you anywhere. Hard work is right there.
We'll help you.
Yeah. Also, Bon Driscoll, coward. I'm going to at you as well. This is the All Bros Podcast. Thank you for listening. Anything you want to add?
See you next time.
All right. Add us on Instagram. Find us. Follow us at All Bros Sports. Thank you. I have to edit the ending, though.